Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we have very special guests today, all the way from the Congo, Kinshasa, Congo. We have Johanna Verneau. She and her husband, who just recently moved to heaven, just in September, have lived a life, and she's living it right now, of miracles, signs, wonders, the touch of God, as they have ministered in the heart of Africa, where Jacques Verneau was born, and where she and her husband brought up their families. Your families were brought up in Congo, is that right?
Kinshasa, yeah.
Kinshasa. And there they pastor a big church that's now 12,000 members, at least. One of their children, many people who will be listening to this radio broadcast know her, Lilian Rood, as our longtime friend and almost like a spiritual daughter to me in a way.
Yes.
For I have traveled many, many times to Brussels, Belgium, where she lived, founded a church, and brought up her family. And so we are here today with people who have dedicated their lives to God. One of the things I wanted to bring out as we begin this study is, as we begin these broadcasts is a life of consecration and dedication. Sometime when I'm out ministering, I see a lack of this. And I believe that it's necessary to walk in the miracles of God. We've got to walk in those miracles so that the world can see the manifestation of God and His glory in our lives.
Amen.
And in the Bible, of course, it tells us that we're three-part beings. We are spirits, we have souls, that's our mind, will, and emotions, and then we live in bodies. After you are born again, when you are born again, the life of God comes into your spirit, and you are a new creation, a brand new species that never before existed. But you still have to do something with your mind, and you have to do something with your body to serve the Lord. And we find this in Romans chapter 12. After you're born again, because he addresses the brethren, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, or, as the Greek says, your spiritual worship. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Born again Christians are told to transform their minds. You have to renew your mind. You do that by the word of God. And to present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. These people who have lived a life of miracles, signs, wonders, amazing, I'm encouraging them to write a book and you'll all want it. They presented their bodies a living sacrifice. And they knew that grace did not take the place of holiness. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Grace, the ocean of grace above us, all God's goodness, but it comes to us through a channel called faith. That faith operates by love. And we are told, we born again ones, to live a life of total dedication to the Lord. Holiness, and that this is only reasonable. Lilian, and you were talking about your father, Jacques Verneau, and he's going to be kind of the hero of what we talk about, though he's probably looking down from heaven at us today. He lived a life of dedication and consecration. Is that right, either one of you?
Absolutely. He was.
This is Johanna, who's going to his wife.
He was very, very much consecrated. All his life, it was only reading the Bible, studying, and preaching the Word of God. He never had any job. When he came out of Bible school, he was only 20, and he did nothing else than preaching the gospel. That was his desire, and that was his happiness.
You know, when he passed away, I say passed away, he moved to heaven. It was in September, and you had been in South Africa with yeah. him, and he went rather suddenly. And so then you had to take his body back to Kinshasa. What awaited you there in Kinshasa, Lilian, or either one of you? It described what happened when the people met you.
Well, it was the people in Kinshasa, the churches, not only our own church, but all the churches, all the ones who came out of our church, they had 2 weeks of preparations because we were in South Africa. We didn't have all the papers to write away to go back to
Congo
Kinshasa. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that's why the celebration became so big. It was good that Lillian was there, and she said, "Stop, Daddy doesn't want so much." Otherwise, she wanted to overdo it. But she had 2 weeks of preparation. That's why it was so.
Yeah, my father left. Before he left, he always said, "Do not make a big deal. When I go to glory, you put that body in the earth as soon as possible, and don't make a big deal. Don't spend any money." But we said we couldn't do that to the people of Congo and to the church over there. They asked, they pleaded with my mother, bring the body back to the Congo. My dad didn't desire that. He just like, no big deal, I'm gone. Just put that body in the earth. And that's what he said, and make it as simple as possible. And so we did that for the people. He didn't want that. They made such honor that he was given honor as a head of state, almost, you could say.
Yes, he was very powerful.
Yes,
politically.
Yes, he was popular. They loved him.
He was popular. They loved him. And he was a spiritual man.
That's it. Anything that had happened in the country, if something happened politically, they would look on the TV what Pastor Verneau would preach the next Sunday. Let's see what he says. Because he had a ministry of an apostle. He had planted many, many, many churches before the one he even pastored. That was the first one he pastored. But he used to plant churches, establish a church, plant a tent, preach for a month. Every night, salvation, salvation, baptize the people, plant a church, train a pastor, put him there, and he would go. So we grew up with my dad being gone most of the time. He wanted to do the work because eternity was there. He said, we have to work for eternity. We have to work. This is the work time. So he was dedicated to this. And so, you know, he was a humble man. I mean, never talked about himself.
Handsome, right, Johanna?
Yeah, I was proud of him. But I'm still on.
Yes. Well, he was born to missionary parents. Now, his parents, what year was he born?
1932.
November 1932, yes.
November 1932, and his parents were named?
Gaston Verneau
and Clara.
Gaston and Clara Verneau. Mm-hmm. And they were from what country?
From Switzerland.
They were from Switzerland. And they then became missionaries before he was born.
Yes.
Yes, he dedicated his life. Go ahead, Mama.
Yeah, his father, well, you can speak, you know, as well as me, and your English is a little better, much better, I must say. But his father came to the Lord through the ministry of Sadhu Sundar Singh at the age of 16 years in Switzerland.
Now, folks, Sadhu Sundar Singh. People don't know much about him here in the States, but he was a man with tremendous power of God manifest in his life, the presence.
Yes.
So Mr. Verneau, I'm going to read some of his books, especially his On the Air. I'm going to read especially his books about visitations to heaven, mm-hmm. because Sadhu Sundar Singh from India had no Christian fellowship, and the Lord would give him special visitations. So we're going to know more about Sadhu Sundar Singh. And your father-in-law, Mr. Verneau, came to know the Lord when Sadhu Sundar Singh came to where? Switzerland?
To Switzerland.
He came 2 or 3 times to Europe, I think,
but
and that was it.
And also to America. He came also to America, that you know of course.
Yes.
He came many times also to America, well, several times.
So what year would you say that your father-in-law...
Well, my father-in-law, he was born in
1906.
And he was saved at 16 years, so that was 16 and 6.
1922.
That was in 1922.
So in 1922, he became a born-again Christian, Gaston Verneau.
Yes.
And then he and his wife went to the heart of Africa, right?
Yes, and he got, before going to Africa, he he wanted to, was thinking he had to go because he was saved by an Indian preacher.
True.
He thought he was going to be a missionary to India, and he applied to the in Paris, in France, to go to India.
The Protestant Mission Board.
Mm-hmm. And then she said, well, we don't have a need for India, but we have a need for Africa. So he went, he was young married, he went with his wife to Africa. And after their first fellow, after the first time they were there, she went on fellow back, his father got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Mr. Gaston Verneau was baptized in the Holy Spirit when he went back to Europe.
So what happened?
But the English preacher, what was it, Jeffrey?
George Jeffreys.
George Jeffrey.
But what happened is that they were in Gabon. And
Gabon.
In Gabon. My grandparents were in Gabon.
That's the country's
and
name.
And my grandmother got very sick, and they knew that they needed the power of God. And they had heard of the revival in France through Douglas Scott and George Jeffreys.
Yes.
They came from England and brought the revival to the churches there, and they had heard about it. Is that it?
Yes, his father went to all the meetings. Mm-hmm.
They heard about it in Africa and decided to go.
In Switzerland.
When they were on furlough.
When they were on furlough because she was sick. Yes.
Yes, the doctor says she couldn't go back to Africa. And his father went to all the meetings, and he was so changed that his mother didn't come first, but then he was so changed, he said, well, I have to go to those meetings also, I have to see what's happening.
And was she healed also?
Not at that time. But then when she went, but she had to go to those meetings because she said, I cannot live with a man who is so completely changed. So she went to those meetings, and when the healing ministry was there. She didn't want to go in front, and she said, Lord, heal me on the spot where I sit. My husband always said, as a good Protestant, she didn't want to show herself off. And the Lord healed her on the spot, and all her back pain was gone. And she was
praise the Lord. She was a young woman, but she was ill. And then they went back to Gabon. How do you say that?
Gabon.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this was before their son was born.
Yes.
So they're going back to Gabon. And tomorrow we're going to pick it up with the birth of their son. And I called him Monkey Boy. How dare someone call the great minister, Jacques Verneau, Monkey Boy. But I will tell you, he laughed when I did it. And I did it with great respect. And I'll tell you tomorrow, we'll tell you tomorrow, about their adventures with the Lord in the jungle and their life of miracles and ministry. And we're trusting that you will be inspired to live a dedicated life, to finish your course, to obey the call, and let nothing stand in the way. This is Billy Brim, and we have our guest here, Mrs. Verneau, and we have Liliane, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Shalom, shalom, until then.